Exclusive: Narco terrorist threatens to bomb Mexican border state police HQ. By Cartel Chronicles on January 4, 2019. Monterrey, Nuevo León, a narco terrorist responsible for a grenade attack at the U.S. consulate in Monterrey threatened to blow up the headquarters of the state police agency currently cracking down on his operations. The threats were delivered through a series of banners that gunmen with the Northeast Cartel faction of Los Zetas placed throughout Monterrey under orders of Hector Raúl El Torre Luna Luna. El Torre demands law enforcement agencies in Nuevo León back off his criminal organization or they will go to war. The cartel boss claims the violence would start with an explosion at the building on Gonzalitos, a nickname for the headquarters of Nuevo León's state investigations agency. El Torre was a longtime member of Los Zetas who was arrested in 2010 for his role in a 2008 grenade attack at the U.S. consular offices in Monterrey. Mexican authorities also tied El Torre to numerous executions and assassinations of military and police officers as part of his enforcement efforts with Los Zetas. In mid-2018, a Mexican judge released El Torre and close ally Eliezer El Chalelo Medina Rojas from federal prison. Medina Rojas worked to establish an alliance between Cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG, and the Northeast Cartel faction of Los Zetas, while El Torre assumed a key leadership position with the CDN and is directly tied to numerous executions and violent attacks. Under the banner of the CDN, El Torre set out to expand the cartel's territories in Nuevo León and Tamaulipas. Since his reappearance, El Torre was linked to the rise in executions in the industrial areas in Nuevo León, attacks on the police agency known as Fuerza Civil, and a series of threats against agents and leaders of Nuevo León's state investigations agency. The threats so far led to the recent murder of police officer Luis Ricardo Morales Hernandez, who was gunned down along one of Monterrey's main avenues. El Torre is also connected to a series of threats and cartel banners pertaining to the fight for control of prisons in Nuevo León. The drug trade and the protection racket inside the border state prisons became a lucrative enterprise for Los Zetas. Law enforcement sources revealed to Breitbart News that El Torre was identified as the mastermind behind the murder and dismemberment of a rival cartel leader whose body parts were left outside four prisons in Nuevo León and Tamaulipas.